Editor's note: the following were some of Barry Today's most widely read stories from the past week. I'll die. I know I will. Homeless community struggling to survive deep freeze. Reporter visits local encampment to see how people are getting through these frigid days and nights. There's no surviving out here, not unless you build a house, says one man. Click here for full story. Column: it's time for Ontario to mandate winter tires. Relying on road salt to pave way for safe conditions isn't sustainable, columnist says. Click here for full story. Minesing couple, extremely grateful, after community helps free trapped pup. I was terrified, the container would smack down and kill him. Nobody could guarantee me that wouldn't happen, so it was just really, really tense, owner says. Click here for full story. Then and now. Romper Room host, Magic Mirror delighted local kids. Lois Wellsman had young viewers on the edge of their seats when show debuted on Barry's CKVR in 1960. Click here for full story. Barry man gets 3 years for vicious assault on terminally ill partner. Court hears woman woke up to find herself handcuffed to fixed object in Barry home. She was then beaten with particle board wielded by Chandrika Balmik. Click here for full story. Who hits the jackpot with possible casino move in Innisfil? Gateway Casinos and Entertainment says it hopes to begin construction on new Reeve Boulevard facility in 2025 or 2026. Click here for full story. Slide of civil society. Barry school trustee berated in vile voicemail. Anonymous man's expletive-filled tirade sent to Lisa Marie Wilson calls her a useless, mouthy, fing crackhead. Click here for full story.